What's up, guys? I'm Cora.
And I'm Sharon.
And this is Learning on the Job, a podcast for moms.
Join us as we talk about our highs and lows and everything in between on this journey of motherhood. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Cora, what's going on with you? How you doing?
Doing all right. Just hanging in there. Last week, I actually had a little bit of time off. My company gives us this thing called summer and winter time off where we get 10 days that we can use some time in the winter and some time in the summer aside from our like vacation times, which is nice. Just like in our slow times, basically, we just have the chance to utilize a few days to go do other things. So that's I used some of it when I went to go to my brother's and I had a few days left. So if I don't use it, I lose it. So I just like took some days off and like didn't have to worry about answering emails and went and hung out with my friend Nikki, and I did some thrifting and just kind of did some stuff that I don't normally get a chance to do because of work. Spent extra time with Claire, so it was kind of nice and refreshing. And today and yesterday I've just been catching up from all of that, so mm-hmm. That's kind of where I've been at. How about you?
That's fun. I've been good. Work has been busy. It's just one of those busy times. We have a lot of events going on right now that we're getting ready for. So I'm just kind of working on a bunch of those. And unfortunately, Jenny is sick yet again with another ear infection.
Oh, poor baby.
Yeah. So the doctor today, he was a very informative doctor, which I tend to like. I like those doctors that are very quick, in the sense where if nothing's wrong, they don't waste your time. But at the same time, I like to receive information and I like to ask questions. And so this guy, I feel like he was a very good in-between doctor. And usually whenever I take Jenny in for being sick, like whenever I need to take her in today, since I've had to pick her up from daycare, we don't normally see our regular doctor. Mm-hmm. So it is nice to see someone else sometimes, but I love our normal doctor, so I'm not going to switch primaries. But it's nice to know that the other doctors there are good as well if we ever needed to see someone else. But today he gave us a little more information on ear infections, since obviously Jake and I, we don't remember. I mean, I know I had ear infections growing up, but we don't remember them, and neither of us had tubes in our ears or any kind of complication. So he was telling me that Jenny probably got the ear infections just from being around bacteria at daycare, which is not uncommon, but she could have gotten it just from being at home. Like if I stayed working from home, she could have gotten them. It just depends on how her body is prone to it. So this round of antibiotics, we're going to try and see if we can figure out what's going on. So they gave us an even stronger antibiotics again. And it's only one ear this time, not two, like it was last time, but we're going to go back in 10 days. So we're going to go back next Friday. And they're going to look at her ear and see if the infection is just not going away, or if the infection's gone, but the fluid just isn't draining, because that's, he doesn't know which one it is. He's thinking that the fluid just isn't draining out of her ear. And so the infection just keeps coming back. And that obviously is why they have tubes, because the tubes kind of open it up and help to drain that fluid out.
No, I definitely understand. I had some ear problems as a child. I didn't have to get tubes. I think I've mentioned this before, but I did have to go get my ears cleaned out and stuff. And then, I had like swimmer's ear problems a lot. Like I would constantly get water stuck in my ears.
That's and what I have, would like, get.
And have to get alcohol put in there so I could get it drained out and stuff like that. So, and it's definitely hard. Like it makes it hard to walk and to think, because your hearing, it controls your balance. You don't realize it, but if you can't hear properly, obviously I know, to some extent, if your eardrums aren't working properly, specifically, not just if you can hear, but then, it can cause a whole host of problems. So
yeah, well, and So today, Jenny was sent home with a fever. She was a little lethargic compared to how she normally is. She had her good moments today. Like she was happy at the doctor's. She was giving me high fives. She would play here and there, like playing peekaboo and things, but she wasn't her normal happy self. Like she didn't really play with her toys much today. She definitely needed extra cuddles. She sat on the couch a lot today and just watched TV with us. Or like I was playing Fortnite on the PlayStation and she just was laying in my lap or sitting there next to me while I was playing. And aww, she was just poor watching.
Baby just wanted mama cuddles.
Yeah, she just wanted cuddles. And I did, the doctor did say that she can go back to daycare tomorrow. She's not contagious with anything. He thinks that after looking at her, he is pretty sure that everything she has going on is due to the ear infections, maybe some teething, but due to the ear infections. So I did double check with the daycare and we have a note from the doctor. So daycare said, even if she wakes up tomorrow with a fever, we can still send her to school with the doctor's note because she's not contagious. And we can even send her with Tylenol and instructions on how to give it, how much and everything. And then I can still take her in tomorrow.
Okay.
So I'm happy about that because I can't keep missing a bunch of work just because I understand that she has a fever and everything, but like if I get her checked out, doctor says she's okay, then I can't just keep missing work back and forth. And work understands, so a part of me is like, I really hope that we end up getting the tubes. Like a part of me wants to get the tubes just so that we don't have to worry about this as much, because yeah, I've had multiple friends whose kids go to daycare and after getting tubes, it helps tremendously with a bunch of this.
Well, I really hope that poor little Jenny is able to find some comfort and some, you know, relief soon, because I'm sure that she's just feeling crummy. So
yeah, today it was really bad. Like like I said, she was eating, she was drinking water. I think she's a little dehydrated, but she was drinking water, so it's not like she's not drinking water. So we're not necessarily worried about that because she's still crying with tears and everything. So we're just making sure that we're still getting fluids in her. But she did have sometimes whenever she would cough or sneeze, she would whine and cry, and so we think that she definitely has a lot of head congestion and head pressure from the ear infections.
Poor baby.
She might end up sleeping in my bed tonight.
Needing mama.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sorry. I just decided it was a good time to check on my little one, just make sure she's doing all right, and she is. She's sleeping in her crib, so. Well, today we're going to talk about a different podcast that Sharon and I like to listen to. You know, obviously, before we started this podcast ourselves, we were both, I think, pretty avid podcast listeners. I know I like to listen to them in the car a lot, especially when I'm going on a long drive. I sometimes prefer them over music because music will get me like too in my head and in my feels. And especially since I've become a mom, I'm like so inundated by that all the time that sometimes I just need a freaking break, like away from my head. So I love listening to a good podcast, especially one that's like a good conversation that can like really make me feel like a fly on the wall in somebody else's, you know, conversation. So
I agree.
Yeah. So today we're going to talk about quite a few that we like.
Yeah, and we're going to cover, I don't want to necessarily say a wide variety, but we are going to cover some mom podcasts. I know Cora tends to listen to more of the mom types of podcasts and get kind of advice from that or listen to other stories from that. And I'm more so don't listen to a lot of mom podcasts, even though I co-host one. But it's not for everybody. And I mean, I do have some mom podcasts that I listen to, but we're gonna give y'all a good variety at least, so that whatever type of podcast you like to listen to, hopefully we can suggest one that's kind of right up your alley, and maybe you can find a new podcast to binge.
Definitely. So the first one that I want to mention is actually one that I find pretty similar to ours. It's this girl named Carly, and she has a podcast. She's a mom, and I find her really interesting. Her husband is an OBGYN, so she'll talk a lot about, like, you know, women's health and ask him questions on her social media a lot. And her podcast is called Carl Her Mommy, which I think is funny because it's a play on words of Call Her Daddy, which is one of the most popular podcasts in America. So she's funny. She does interviews with people sometimes, and a lot of times she just does solo episodes, just giving her own personal, like, life tips and tricks. And she's, you know, just somebody that's around the same age as me going through similar life things, so I can relate.
I will definitely have to check that one out. And we will leave a list of all of these in our stories as well, and try to tag them so that if you need to find them on socials, you can go check those out. So I would say the first one that I listened to, I don't have them in any particular order, but my first one, it's probably one that a ton of our listeners listen to, but it's called Crime Junkie. And
yes,
I
that's a good one.
Freaking love it. I actually just got into Crime Junkie, and not because I didn't know about it, but I think it took me too long to drink the Kool-Aid. Like, I knew it was there. I knew about it. I knew I'd probably like it, but I just never thought about it, or I just kept forgetting to go and do it. Or, like, you know, whenever you pick up your phone to go do something and you see you have a notification on something else and you get zoned out doing that and you forget what you were picking up your phone to do. But I have actually started listening to it. I've listened to a lot of their more recent ones, and now I'm trying to go back and listen to a lot of their older ones. But Crime Junkie, it's not, I think one thing too is it's not gory. It's not like Case Files and stuff where they're going all over all of the different, like, gory stuff or anything. And I mean, it's a podcast, so you're not seeing it, but I do enjoy it because I like to listen to those mystery type things, and they cover cases about people being murdered and people missing. And they also they work with nonprofits to help fund research to solve unsolved cases or to find missing people. And they just did a 5-year reunion episode where they listed a bunch of stuff that they've done with the podcast, and they've actually helped find multiple people just from
putting
information out there and just everybody listening to it. So definitely check it out, Crime Junkie podcast. It's great.
I feel like it was Crime Junkie that I listened to recently. They just recently covered the Idaho murders. Am I correct?
Maybe. I know just recently this week they actually covered one in Bear County.
Oh, wow. That's it where we are, by the way, in case anybody's wondering.
Yeah, sorry. Here in San Antonio, they covered one that was fairly local from, I think it was around 2019. And that was about whenever Jake and I moved into our house and the place of it. So it was a murder case, but it was it's labeled as a mysterious death because even to this day, they don't know what happened. And so they were kind of going over it, and I was just scary. I don't even remember hearing about this.
It happens more often than you think. It's it's a little bit lighter note. It's this podcast called The Lady Gang. And so it actually is three women. And it's funny because I don't exactly 100% understand the origins of the podcast, but I do know that these three women, it was kind of like crafted for them. Like, they had never met, I don't think, at all before they started doing this podcast, but now they're like best friends. So I love it for them. And it stars Becca Tobin, who played Kitty in the like last few seasons of Glee, if you watched Glee at all. And then Kelty Knight, who is a E! News correspondent. And I do think that E! Kind of has had a good foothold in the podcast. And then Jack Vanek, who if you don't or do know who that is, she is like, if you were like an emo kid in like the early 2000s and you're like in your like early 30s now, then you probably know who she is. She's like the scene queen. And yeah, so, and she's marrying Jared from the Maine. So yeah, she's definitely like scene royalty, emo royalty. Like she like was all over MySpace back in the day. Anyways, but they're all three like really awesome personalities. And it's just literally, it's just like three girls talking about, I mean, every week it's kind of a different topic. Sometimes they have guest stars that are like interesting people in different fields or celebrities. Like a lot of like other Glee alumni have been on there. Other just like people that Jack and Kelty know, and you get to talk a lot about like their careers and whatnot. So it's really cool. They're like just really down to earth girls. And Beck actually lives in Austin now, and she has a son, so she's a mom too, but it's not necessarily a mom thing, but it's just, you know, something that I really like. They're really funny, and they just do a lot of funny shit on their podcast, so definitely check it out.
So my next one is two, I'm going to cover two podcasts at once just because they're pretty much the same thing, but it's the Drama Queens podcast and then the Office Ladies podcast. So nice. Drama Queens, if you watched One Tree Hill, if you're a big One Tree Hill fan, I highly recommend it. I really like it because both of these are podcasts where they're rewatching the, it's the stars or some of the stars from these shows, and they're rewatching their show from beginning to end because they've never done that. So Drama Queens is One Tree Hill, Office Ladies is The Office, and they're structured differently. So Office Ladies is structured, it's more organized, and they dissect each episode, and they pretty much go step by step through the episode and talk about really the episode as a whole. And they look through like some of their emails, they look through the script, like they still have a bunch of this stuff that they can talk about and tell you what was improvised, what wasn't. So it's really interesting. There are some times whenever I think they provide information that I'm not really interested in, so I fast forward through some of it. But overall, I think it's really nice like to hear backstories about the show that I've seen a million times. And then Drama Queens is structured a little differently. So they watch the episode right before they record. So they all get on Zoom together and they watch it together, and they react with each other, and then immediately after they start their Zoom call recording for the podcast. And
that's fun.
Yeah, it's theirs is a lot, it's a higher energy. They like, they're girls or they're women who are probably in what, like maybe early 40s, I think, and they started this whenever they were in their early 20s, or they started like One Tree Hill when they were in their early 20s. And so they talk a lot about the industry itself and where they come from. And they talk a lot about like what was going on behind the scenes. And there was a lot of things on One Tree Hill that they don't really agree with now, or that didn't really age well. And so they go over a lot of that. They don't walk you step by step through the episode. So if you, I feel like with Office Ladies, if you're not super familiar with the show, you could still listen to it and follow along if you've seen it. But then with Drama Queens, you kind of have to know the show and the episodes to know what they're talking about, because they don't walk through everything. They just kind of pick things here and there that they liked or that stood out. But theirs is really good conversation. I like theirs a lot because it's a lot like I'm in a conversation with my best friends and like just listening to them because of their energy and everything. So if you're a fan of either of those shows or both of those shows, I highly recommend you go check them out. And I mean, both of them, they had slow first seasons. So you kind of have to get past those first few episodes to really get into it. But overall, really good.
Nice. Well, the next podcast that I have on my list is, so it's this podcast called Coco Caliente. And, all right, backstory. I really love reality TV, and I'll be getting into that more later in my podcast list. But I love Big Brother, so I just started listening to this podcast. It's still called Coco Caliente because it was originally done by this husband and wife team that they actually met in the Big Brother house, and then they ended up getting together after the show, and now they're married and have kids. But I guess at some point he... so like his last name is Arroyo, and he was like the spicy Latin guy on the show or whatever. So like that, like, and her, I don't know, Instagram handle was always Coconuts. So like that's why I was like Coco Caliente, like her and him. I don't know why he's not in it anymore, and they revamped it though, and it's her and her mom now. And a lot of people, it's funny because like in the like Big Brother fandom, not everybody is like super great fan of this girl Nicole, who this podcast is like hosted by, but she did win a season, and so I really like her. Sometimes she does things that kind of annoy me, but I for the most part find her a little bit relatable. Mm-hmm. At least now, especially because she had her son. He was born like I think 4 days or 5 days after Claire. So you know, all of her posts have really been like exactly in line with like what I'm going through at the time. And so a lot of what she's been, you know, doing on her podcast now is like you know, talking with her mom about like what it was like growing up and everything, and then they just talk about you know, stuff they do together and raising family and everything. And it's just a mother and daughter thing now. So I don't know. I really like it. Just something that I enjoy and I relate to.
Yeah. That's one I'll have to check out. That sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
So the next one that I have is called Working On It. And it is hosted by Meghan Trainor and her brother Ryan Trainor. And this is one that I listen to on occasion. I don't listen to every episode or anything, but I love Meghan Trainor. I love her energy and her vibe. I think she and I would be best friends in real life. And so I love listening to her conversations on this podcast. But everything is like every episode is labeled as working on it. And so one thing that they've done a few times is bring in Daryl Sabara, who is Meghan Trainor's husband. If you don't know, Juni Cortez from Spy Kids.
Yeah.
But they've had him on, and he's talked about his acting. And so they had, like, working on it, or working on child acting with Daryl Sabara. And I love when Daryl's on there because I love, one, his voice is so different. So it just kind of blows my mind listening to him talk now as an adult versus him as a child in the movies. But I love their marriage, like their relationship. And she's a mom now as well. And so I love listening to her talk about her experience as a mom and different stuff that she's going through and that she's struggled with. So that's just one that I like. I'll check in on every now and then to see if they have an episode that I'm interested in, or I might see them teasing one on TikTok or something. And so then I'll go and I'll check it out. But I think they haven't updated. So this one's not on like an actual updated schedule. They don't release every week or anything. But I think they are going to release one here soon with Daryl again, because they've been posting snippets of another episode that I haven't listened to yet. But it's definitely one that if you like high energy, if you like good, like just conversation where it's not, I don't know, it's not super structured. It's just conversations, kind of like us a little bit, but theirs is a little more wild. They actually just had Paris Hilton on as well. They had working on NFTs with Paris Hilton.
Wow.
So I highly recommend checking them out if you like Meghan Trainor. And like I said, she has some mom content on there. She has some marriage content on there. But overall, I'm just a big fan of hers. So whatever she does, I hop on that bandwagon and I follow along.
I just gotta say, the entire time you were talking about your podcast, I just had Made You Look playing in my head. Like, as soon as you said Meghan Trainor, all I can hear in my head is, I made you look. Na-na-na-na.
I just edited a TikTok video that I used that song for. That's I swear funny. That's like my most used TikTok song now. Like, even yeah. if it's just in the background, I love it. I love her new record. It's
that
great.
Checks out, because most of mine are like, it's something, probably something from Midnight's.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, or Taylor Swift in general, but yeah. Well, the next one on my list is one that I actually, I will be honest and say that I haven't gotten to listen to as much lately, but I used to listen to, or I've like binged it from time to time in the past, and because some of the episodes are really short and some of them are kind of long. But it's called Tipsy Business. And it's this girl that basically she will just have a drink with someone while they record a podcast and talk like business tips. And it's really geared towards like, you know, female entrepreneurs. And I actually really like her because her business that she started with was an invitation design business. And then she would like, you know, design the invitations, print them. And then she'd even do the service of like, you send the list of names and she mails them out for you and everything. So kind of basically did that by creating an Etsy shop and then a store and everything. And so whenever I was first getting into my own little Etsy shop and everything, I consumed a lot of her content. She had a lot of really helpful tips and tricks and all that. And just also because with, you know, like my small business stuff, I've always wanted to do stuff specifically in the like wedding event sector, since that's what I do for like my job. And, you know, it's nice when those things can kind of collide. What I like to do with some of my resin projects, for instance, is make resin like name card, or not name cards, but like really they could act as a coaster, but like it's very popular to leave like some sort of like name card essentially at a table. And so I've made like these like resin little things that could be used as a coaster, put their name on it with a vinyl, and then it's both a name card at the wedding and then a gift. So just things like that. She's given me a lot of tips on how to utilize that skill and get, you know, my business out there. So if you, yeah, I'm sure that there's a lot of moms out there that have side hustles. So if you are, you know, looking for somebody that is centered around that, I definitely recommend listening to this podcast, because she always has had really interesting things to say.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Yeah.
Another one that I have is by another celebrity that I'm just in love with, and it's Shawn Johnson. If you don't know who that is, she's a Olympic gymnastic or gymnast gold medalist from 2008 China.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2008 China. She has a podcast with her husband, and they do a lot of stuff. So if you follow either of them on social or both of them, they have a ton of different small businesses, different little things. And so I love that she is very humble. She doesn't try to capitalize on her gold medal and do a lot of stuff with that in the name. But her and her husband, they have a podcast called Couple Things, and they talk with other couples about couple issues. And I really like that, because it's nice to hear whenever Jake and I have an issue, other couples have it too, and to hear how they solved it, what goes through their head, and how they talk about it. And so they've gone over a bunch of different stuff, and they've also had other people on, like, parenting coaches, counselors, different things like that. But it's all centered around your relationship with your husband. And they have two kids. So, and their second kid, I think, is maybe like a year older than Jenny or so. But they, like, everything is just, it's tied into parenthood, your relationship with your spouse. And I love whenever they bring on guests that I know, and like they've had some, I think they had, oh, what's her name? Sadie Robertson, or yeah, Sadie Robertson from Duck Dynasty, the daughter from that whole show. Gotcha. I think they had her and her husband on. They've had a few celebrities on like that. But it's just, it's a really nice show. It's pretty chill and relaxed. It's a little more of an interview style episode, kind of like what we do whenever we have guests on, but they still have good conversation, and it's still very lighthearted. And I like that it's both of them. It's not just the wives talking about their relationships with their husbands. And it's not always just Sean and her husband, but it's both of them talking together about different issues that they've had or different things that have happened in their marriage. And they talk about it, and then they talk about it with other couples as well. So I highly recommend checking it out. They also did a really cute one where they interviewed their 3-year-old daughter, and I think it was Andrew, Sean's husband. He interviewed their 3-year-old daughter.
Aww.
And he said that he got the idea from somebody else who did this or something similar, and he wants to do this with her every year around her birthday and ask the same questions and see how her answers change as she gets older.
That's cool.
So it was really cute. It was super sweet. So I think that it's worth checking out. And it's one of those that I don't listen to all the time. I listen to it whenever I'm in the mood or I need something in the background and I want to listen to some good conversation like that. Or if I actually want to listen to a couple type podcast, that's the one I go to.
Cool. Well, the next one on my list is, well, like I said, I really like reality TV. And one show that I have watched for many years, long before I was ever a mom, is actually just like anything in the Teen Mom 16 and Pregnant series. It's just like the right amount of trash for me. And like the right amount of drama. So I definitely enjoy it and just can consume content. But so one of the girls who, she's actually no longer on any of the shows. And really it's just one show because they've like combined it. But anyways, her name's Kale, and she's got a couple of podcasts. And I listen to a couple of them, but the main one I listen to is Coffee Combos. And it's her and Lindsay Chrisley from Chrisley Knows Best. And it's been extra interesting lately since, you know, her parents, like her dad just went to jail last week. So if you don't know about that, that's a whole like dramatic thing. I never watched Chrisley Knows Best, and I don't know a ton about it, but I know that Chris Chrisley and his wife, like, I don't know, tax evasion, something like that. He's going to jail for like 12 years, and then she's also going to jail too. It's a very sad situation. Anyways. But they're two moms, and I mean, they do talk about like motherhood, but they just talk about life, their interests, things going on. You know, they both do live their life in the public eye, so they talk a bit about that. But they're both fairly interesting, to listen to, I find. Sometimes I don't necessarily agree with everything that they say, but it really is just a conversation. Sometimes they have guests. Sometimes they're guests from, like, you know, Teen Mom series, things like that. And sometimes they're professionals. They've had, like, mediums on there before. That was kind of interesting. So, yeah. I've always just found, especially when they have guests, I found their guests to typically be pretty interesting. So, yeah. And then, like I said, Kale does multiple podcasts. So another one that I like to listen to that she does is called Baby Mama's No Drama. And this one I think is interesting because it's her and this girl V, and V is the wife of one of her baby daddies, like her like oldest son, the person that was on like 16 and pregnant with her. So, you know, they were like together whenever she had Isaac, and so the show has been on for a long time, but then they broke up and all this stuff happened, but eventually V came into the picture and they hated each other for a very long time, but obviously V didn't go anywhere and now they're like very good friends, and she like prefers to talk to her even over talking to her ex sometimes. Go figure. So they have a pretty good relationship, and they just talk about stuff. They can, and V and her husband do like house flipping, so they talk a lot about that, and you know, just kind of what it's like to co-parent, which is I think something that a lot of people have to deal with, and it's not always easy, but you know, the fact that they are able to, you know, do this, like, I think is a good testament to, you know, how to make a family work and try and not make it about you, but make it about the kids.
Nice. So my last one that I have is for all the Harry Potter nerds out there like me. And if you recall, we had one of their co-hosts on our podcast back last year. She was one of our first guests. I think Jovita was the first one, and then she was our first guest that we didn't know personally.
Yes.
But it is Harry Potter and the Half Drunk podcast, and it's hosted by Sam and Emily, and Emily's the one who we had on here, and she just had her little boy several months ago, and he's the cutest little thing. I love seeing pictures of him. And they even sent me a Christmas card this year, so it was super cute.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, it was so cute. I loved it. I can't wait to like make my little Christmas card booklet for all the cards we received last year. But I love their podcast, and I found it honestly looking for Harry Potter content just to see what was out there. And they did, at the very beginning of their podcast, they did a whole reread where they would read so much of Harry Potter, or like so much of the books, and then they would recap it and they would compare it to the movies and all that. And I really enjoyed the comparison from book to movie. And it was nice listening to them discuss all the stuff. Like, it's nice just having that kind of conversation, because not everybody's into the fandom enough to talk about it in that extent. So that's definitely some good conversation that I enjoy listening to. I will say here recently, I haven't been a huge fan of some of their latest stuff, and I think they know that a lot of their fans are kind of on the edge right now, only because they've been reading some fan-made, like, what is it, like fanfics? Yeah, like fanfics. They've been reading some of that, and they're talking about it, and I think they're reading it on the podcast. I don't remember if they're reading it and then just talking about it, or if they're reading it, like, actually on the recording, but I tried to listen to some of it, and it's just not for me, so usually I'll listen to their conversation at the beginning, like, their little life updates, and then I don't listen to the rest. And Emily actually said that her dad does the same thing, that he just doesn't listen to it because it's not what he's into. So they are trying to just kind of find other stuff to talk about with Harry Potter to appeal to all of their fans, but a big part of their fans do like the fanfics that they're reading. So I definitely say check them out. I highly recommend a lot of their older stuff if you want to reread the books and read along with them, or if you want to listen to a lot of the stuff that they've done. And then they're pretty active on Instagram as well. I like the polls that they do. They do a lot of different like polls and questions, and they used to go over a lot of them on the podcast. Like if they asked a question and they wanted responses, they would then go over them on the podcast and just say what some people had, just like some of the responses. Now, since they've been doing like the rereads, they've more so been doing polls and just saying the numbers on there rather than doing all of the different responses. But I definitely say check them out. They also are not on a strict schedule at the moment just because of their life right now, everything going on in it. Of course, Emily with the little baby. So they're kind of in the boat that we are right now, where life just kind of gets ahead of you and you just put out content when you can.
I definitely understand that. There's some weeks where I feel like I'm pushing out a lot of content, and then others where it's like I literally didn't send anything out at all this week. So feel that.
Yeah.
Well, the last one that I have on my list, it's like I said, I listen to or watch a lot of reality TV, and I like Big Brother. But I also like Survivor and just like shows like that. And really just any type of reality TV is good for this. But this guy, he was actually on Survivor. I can't remember which season off the top of my head. He was in actually a couple of seasons. I want to say he was in All Stars, but he was in the season before that. Anyways, his name's Rob Sestorino, and he has a podcast called Rob Has a Podcast. And it started out just being like about Survivor, and like recapping episodes like when newer seasons came out and stuff like that. But it became very popular, and then he started covering Big Brother, because Big Brother is kind of a similar gameplay, but there's like it's a lot more intricate. And if you don't really know or about Big Brother, like it's happening in real time. So like, and you can actually go and like watch it in real time, like literally watch people all day and see them scheming, see them making moves, so on and so forth. And so I really like it because during the time that Big Brother is playing, there's this one guy, a correspondent on there, named Taryn Armstrong, and he does daily updates of like what's going on the live feed. So like it's just fun to like listen to and get just like a real detailed version of what's going on in this like game that I like to watch on TV. Cause you know, obviously like when you watch the episodes, like you're just gonna see, both in like Survivor or whatever, you're just gonna see like whatever CBS wants to show you. And they like interview like old contestants and like all the time. And like now every year he'll do like deep dives of each person. So he'll like have them come back on his show, and they'll do like 3 to 6 hour interviews of just like going through week by week, like talking about every part of their game. And if you're really into game theory and strategy, then I definitely recommend Big Brother, and it's very easy to get like sucked into the Big Brother like metaverse, I swear. And on that same note, this one isn't necessarily like big on my list because it's newer, but just an honorary mention to this other reality podcast I listen to called Wicked Unscripted. I'm sure I've mentioned I have like another TikTok where I talk about like reality stuff, and these two girls have made a podcast over there, and they talk about like Big Brother and Survivor and just like all my favorite reality shows too. And they actually shouted me out on their podcast once whenever I was having beef with that girl from Big Brother that was crazy. So yeah, just something that I like to do that's part of like my little obsession. That's the thing, I think, that's great about podcasts is you can find something like for any little obsession. Like we've gotten Chris into a couple of like pilot podcasts. There's this one called like Black Box Down, which is like a play off of the word Black Hawk Down, but also a black box is like in plane crashes the one thing that they really need to like figure out what happened to the plane. So it's a punny thing, and they talk about different air crashes, and he loves that shit. So like, yeah, there's podcasts for everyone. I love it. So these were ours. Yeah.
Yeah, we hope that you really enjoyed listening to this. But why don't we go ahead and get into some oh shits and oh yes.
Okay, you want to go first?
Sure.
All right.
My oh shit is Jenny's ear infections, and it's just one hit after another. But my oh yeah is that my little New Year's thing that I wanted to do with reading more this year, I've already read 4 books this year. I'm really excited, and I actually even downloaded, or I bought and downloaded from Etsy, a reading journal. I was doing one by hand, but I was seeing on TikTok a bunch of these really nice, aesthetically pleasing reading journals, and I thought I could
I've
make
seen
one,
those.
but I was like, that's just too much work to make one, and it was like $4
Yeah, it's
on
like I was
Etsy.
like, but
So
people
I was
make
like,
them and they
okay.
sell them. Yeah, you could just get the design.
Yeah, and
Like
it's
the
on
little
my
bookshelf.
iPad. Yeah, it's on my iPad, and I can just, it has all the pages, everything's there. So I'm able to just go ahead and work off of that. But I'm really happy with my progress. I don't think I'm gonna finish another book this month, just because of different stuff that's been going on. I didn't lose my momentum, but the book that I started reading, I haven't gotten to that point where it's hooked me yet. So I'm just kind of chugging along reading it. I'm kind of sad because it's a book that a lot of people have recommended and a book that a lot of people really like. And so, like, I'm not saying it's a bad book. I'm just saying, like I said, I haven't gotten hooked just yet. And
Book is it?
It ends with us.
I knew it was gonna be either it ends with us or the seven husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
Yeah, no, it ends with us. A lot of people, like, so I have been reading Colleen Hoover. I've read two of her books are two of the books I read this month, and I really like them. I'm really interested in them, and it's not that it's not interesting. It's just that I don't think I've had a time to really sit down and, like, I'm still on the first chapter. I haven't had time to really sit down and get hooked just yet. And also, I think this one is different than the other two I read. The other two I read were dual point of view, and I really liked that. It was told by the girl and the boy. But this one, I'm pretty sure, is just told by the girl. I don't think it's dual point of view. So it's written a little more traditionally than the other two. But I'm gonna give it a fair shot. It's just not as, I don't think it's as quick of a read as the other two I read. The other two were very quick reads. Like, I read them in 2, 3 days. But I'm really excited. I'm happy about it. What about you?
Nice. Well, I'd say my oh shit, honestly, is so Chris and I are in the process of working on getting a mortgage, and which is exciting and all, but my ADHD and lack of executive function just really makes like certain tasks overwhelming, and one of those being like having to gather all the necessary paperwork, and like tomorrow I have to call the IRS, and I don't really want to do it because I just hate doing crap like that. But so I have to like put on my big girl pants and
What
call
all do
because
you need?
I just need copies of my W-2s, and I'm having trouble getting them like right now, so through my work, so I have to call them to like send me copies of my W-2s. So yeah, just annoying. But yeah, so been doing that, and that's honestly like the worst of what I got going on right now. So I'd say that's a blessing. So, I mean, honestly, it's been a fairly unstressful week the past couple of days. So hopefully, you know,
That's good.
fingers crossed that it stays that way. I'm sure the other shoe's gonna drop any moment now that I've just said that, but we'll see what goes on. And I would say that my oh yeah is that I got the main part of my what I need to make my outfit for the Taylor Swift concert today. So I'm very excited about that. And it's something I ordered something off of Amazon. I was very worried it wasn't going to be right, but it's perfect. So, and then I had also ordered some other things to decorate earlier today. So I'm really excited to get started on my project and then figure out what else I'm going to wear underneath my thing that I'm making. And
we'll have to talk off the mic about our outfits, because I know I was texting you the other day and I know like the two styles I want to go with. I just don't know which one I want to do.
I understand.
I have to figure that out.
Well, we'll figure it out.
But I'm excited for
too.
The concert.
Oh, I know. Counting down. I've got, like, that's the other thing. It's, like, I'm just very much, like, telling myself. And, I mean, you know, I've had moments where it's kind of dulled off. But I'm very much trying to stay, like, positive with 2023. That it's going to be a good year. That it's going to be a good time in my life. I've got a lot to look forward to. I mean, we haven't gotten everything turned in. But it's the house thing sounds promising. So hopefully by the summer we're going to be homeowners, which will be really exciting.
Where are y'all looking?
Just anywhere in the area. It's kind of an in-between thing, you know. We both feel fairly flexible, so I mean just kind of up and down 35 and we'll find like what fits us best. So yeah.
Nice.
And you know, we got that cruise coming up, which is our you know, postponed honeymoon. We've got two Taylor Swift concerts coming up. Yeah, so, and probably you know, hopefully a trip with you in Jovita or something with our little ones. I really want to get that, you know, do something like that this summer for a weekend, go camping or something. So yeah, I've just trying. I think this is going to be a good year. Positive vibes. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you heard of the, what is it? The lucky girl mantra?
You know, it's funny that you said that, because I was going to talk about that, because I've been doing that, but I just like didn't want to get into it. But it, yes, I definitely do. I'll tell you what, the first day I did it, I was like, I'm going to do this. And within the first day of doing it, it was a Tuesday, and I went with Claire to gymnastics, and we always stop. We go through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru on the way home. And mind you, like, I go through the drive-thru at, like, 10 o'clock in the morning, but whatever. And you know how at Chick-fil-A, they don't really throw food away. So if something happens, they'll just give you free food. I've gotten, like, free things. But they just walked up to me, this girl. One person is giving me my food, and I'm about to drive away. And then this other girl just walks up to me with a milkshake, and she's like, would you like a milkshake? It's totally free. Yours. And I was like, yeah, I would definitely like a milkshake. I'm the luckiest girl in the world. Like, what? Like, nobody is doing it like me. What? Like, so yeah, I mean, lucky girl syndrome. If you just believe it, you can achieve it.
If you don't know what we're talking about, just look it up on TikTok.
And it's literally just believing that you're the luckiest girl in the world. Like, and just manifest that life for yourself. Just every day you just wake up and say, I'm so lucky. I'm the luckiest girl in the world. Like, my life is so perfect. Like, everything, things just come to me. Just tell yourself that. Just good things happen to me. I'm so lucky. Trust.
Yep. I don't think I've actually been saying it. I don't think I've really tried it. But there have been times whenever something good happens and I'm like, we're lucky. out. I'm not saying it all day every day, but I'm just like, yeah, we're lucky that things work out.
No, you gotta really feel it. You gotta say it out loud. You gotta make the intentions actually intentions.
I'll have to try it and start doing it.
Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to us ramble on once again.
Yeah, we hope you really enjoyed this podcast. We wanted to show some love to the other podcasts on the platform that we love to listen to. And if you listen to them, let us know. Let us know what other podcasts you listen to that maybe you think we would enjoy. Again, it doesn't have to be mom related. It can be a wide variety of different things. But leave us a comment or send us a message and let us know. And we'd love to either cover it on the podcast, put it on story, share it with everybody. But I look forward to trying some new podcasts that you recommended, Cora.
Yeah, same here. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening, and we will talk to you guys next time.
Bye. Bye.